graph here. So this here is meant to sort of illustrate how a vector machine works. Namely, you take a vector and you stream the data from main memory into vector registers, which are you can think of as caches or just registers. They're just very fast memory which can store sequentially data to be processed. And here we've this is actually an error on the foil. It should say here Mantissa. I mean, when we're adding two floating point numbers, we've got to look at the exponents, shift one of the mantissas, and then add the mantissa. So this should say Mantissa shift here. Then we add them, and then we normalize the result to make it a legal floating point number. So there are four stages here, which may or may not be one clock cycle, but on a typical machine, a floating point operation takes a few clock cycles. And as I say, we can have one floating point operation entering here every clock cycle, and therefore we can get one result every clock cycle. So essentially, vector supercomputers are just implementing a pipeline, noting that many scientific operations have the property that they apply the same function to a set of to vectors. So that's Cray's good idea, which he implemented first in the Cray 1 back in 1976, I guess.